بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of Iran Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service as the host. And wherever you are, I hope you're doing just perfect and well. Well, just like always, we have two very dear guests, Brother Muhammad and Brother Ali. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaykum assalam.
And welcome to the studio. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, we have to introduce ourselves very briefly. So I would be very much grateful if you give us a very short and brief introduction about yourself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Muhammad Liaghat Abbas from India. And right now I'm studying in psychology, in the Department of Psychology of Social Sciences in Qom, which is also called Hawza Ilmiya, right?
Well, what about you, Brother Ali?
This is Brother Ali, in flesh at your service. I have background of philosophy for the last couple of years in Qom. I'm pursuing my interest in Islamic philosophy.
And that's very amazing. Well, as the world is changing, many things that we never thought would happen, or at least we saw it as so far away and far-fetched sort of a thing, they're happening as well. Muslim people, Muslim population have always been the minority groups. Most of the time, and wherever you look at them, they turn out to be the minorities. But today, in today's world, things have changed in a way that you see the growth of the population who actually come and join Islam. And now there would be this question that how everything has changed in a way that there is the growth of Islam everywhere. There is this expansion, and you see that many people from different even religions are joining Islam. So let's start with just the reasons behind this. Why is it? Is it the rules, or is it the spirituality behind this religion? What it is?
Actually, it's a very beautiful question, I would say. And the answer to it goes to the Islam itself. Because Islam is very beautiful, mm-hmm. you see. And Islam is a kind of religion which has branches in every single thing you put forward. Like example, be it spirituality, be it merits, be it rules, be it regulations, be it anything, be it politics, be it individual life, be it social life, be it political life, be it the relationship with God or the prophets, be it the relationship with the hereafter, be it the relationship with the environment, be it the relationship with the animals.
You see, all the aspects.
Everything. It covers up everything. There's not a place where Islam is not having a word, you see?
Even the relationship with the animals.
Yeah, there is. Yes,
even
exactly.
Even being protective towards them, even.
Indeed. Recently, if we go through the book of Mufatih al-Hayat of Jawadi, Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, he stated, we have relationship with God, we have relationship with ourselves, we have relationship with others. And other than these three, normally these three are stated, right, with regards to relationships. We have relationship with animals, and we have relationship with the environment as well.
Nature,
exactly. So I would say, human beings being a very complicated person, I would say, a personality or a being, has different interests in different fields. So example, a person might like spirituality. Example, the brother might like politics, or you might like strong rules, very strict and strong rules. Or example, some other person might like merits. Mm-hmm. Some other person might like some other topic, you see? Like people
so
have different
it's
interests.
It's all inclusive.
Exactly.
It could be
so
applicable for all of them.
When they look at the religion of Islam, and the religion of Islam is saying, okay, stand for the oppressed ones. Oh, go against the oppressors, you see? Go against oppression. So there's a person who wants, oh, you know what? I want to be a right person. I want to stand up for the rights of the people. Example, human rights. A real person who has the proper cognition of what human rights really are. Okay, not the Western culture, which says, okay. So he would say, what Islam is saying is correct. Islam is saying, stand up for the oppressed. And we see who the oppressed ones are. And stand up against the oppression. We know who the oppressors are. What oppression is being happened today in today's world. So definitely he would go towards the religion and he would say, oh, this is a good religion. Oh, this is the perfect religion. There's another person whose interest is in spirituality. is in order to progress in the spiritual aspect.
Yeah.
He will see at the spiritual aspect of the religion and he would say, oh my God, this is something beautiful.
Yeah.
This thing, we are not having it in our religion. Some other person, you know, there are many people who I met in my madrasa, in my university, who just became Shias because of Imam Khomeini, because of the revelation of Iran.
Yeah.
That was really amazing for me. Why? Because he had an interest in politics. And he knew that the revolution of Iran, which happened through Imam Khomeini, is something amazing. And of course, he read the books, he went through what happened and everything.
He had a research, yeah.
And then he accepted Islam eventually. Mm-hmm. You see, because of the personal interests of different individuals. And of course, Islam having branches and word in everything. And the perfect word, that is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through
exactly.
The Prophet and the Imams. And of course, and, the person can go ahead.
And also, I would say that it's timeless. Speaking of ecological stuff, like speaking of nature, like animals, is a thing that recently the world is so much engaged with, but Islam has talked about centuries ago.
Yeah.
So this makes it really interesting for all the people. So what more, aside from being all-inclusive, aside from being timeless, what else could be a center of attention for people?
When I embrace the concept of Islam, get to know Islam more deeply when I was like a teenager, post 9/11, there was these waves of Islamophobia around the world. Like, Islam was a very dark thing, right? Al-Qaeda, Taliban, all those concepts. And so, actually, it did a service for all Muslims because mm-hmm. people get curious, what is Quran? Who are these Muslim people? And there's this distance and gap geographically, between the Muslim countries and the West Europe and United States, when people didn't get, you know, as much as they, for example, get to know each other in Spain. People in, maybe in Germany, some France, United States, Canada, they didn't get to know Islam. So it was really interesting thing for them to discover, and media helped us a lot here in this mm-hmm. regard. So and people, imagine the time, 1990, we're talking about at the time that economy was really good. People thinks that everything is here. I have everything, but I don't feel peace. I don't feel tranquility here.
Spirituality.
Something is missing here.
Yeah.
So they were like very thirsty to get and find one idea. And mm-hmm. that would be like Islam. So they get to know Islam. They try to read Quran. Quran was like becomes the best-selling book or something like that. And these are the waves and moments for me, the points that I guess people wanted to know Islam and put aside all these things, and they were, we have other faith. And when people make a comparison between Islam and other faiths, they would say, okay, maybe we cannot find all these concepts of fighting against justice, these economic concepts, these cultural concepts, other concepts, as you said, that Islam is all-inclusive in other religion. So let's see what is Islam is talking about. Mm-hmm. What's the stance of Islam in this regard?
Yeah.
So they just get to know Islam more and more.
Well, what happens to a person who's got everything, like all the materialistic stuff? Because, you know, we read and we hear a lot of autobiographies and a lot of documentaries talking about people with great backgrounds, at least economical backgrounds, coming from a very wealthy family, coming from a very free culture, and they join Islam. So this is very much of a matter of curiosity. What is in Islam, aside from what we talk, that attracts all the youngsters with even very seemingly, at least, economical conditions that are good and everything is good in their lives, and then suddenly they turn into Islam in a way that is very strange for the world? So what about them? If we want to justify what happens right now in people's lives, that in the Western societies, that people from their culture are coming to join Islam, what will we say?
It's actually the uniqueness of Islam which attracts people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you have said, those people who have a very good background financially.
Exactly.
They are still coming ahead and accepting the religion
and
of Islam.
And they leave everything behind.
Yeah, of course.
Now, this is the strange part.
They're ready to to leave everything behind. And there are documentaries of reverts, like those who have reverted to the religion of Islam. I had a very good interest about those people, like who were reverts to the religion. And of course, alhamdulillah, I also got the opportunity to invite few people back in India to the religion of Islam, to share with them, alhamdulillah, yeah. And actually, you know what, be it other religion or be it another sect, like Sunni, or like there are many sects in the religion of Islam as well. I would say it's actually the uniqueness of Shiaism which actually pulls people towards itself. Indeed, Islam in itself has a very big magnet inside it. Okay?
Exactly.
But inside it, it's actually the core, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet, the Imams, who are the main core, like the pillars, and of course the Holy Quran, indeed, which actually is helping this strong magnet to pull.
And there are many accounts of these people who are joining Islam that they say that we turned into this religion only because of the words of Imam Ali. After reading the words of Imam Ali, or even Imam Sajjad, the works done by Imam Sajjad are so great. That's why they come to this religion.
You know what? I think it's an instinct placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside a person. What we call fitrat, okay? The need of the correct religion.
So it's something intuitive that has been put inside all the individual human beings that are living in this world to be inclined to this religion. Yeah. So about you, if you actually want to mention one point, when you look at these people, what would you say? I mean, what makes you justified about the fact, okay, this person is joining the religion of Islam? Why? When you see them?
Well, you gotta ask them first, but I guess
this the kind of impression they give you. Mm-hmm. What kind of impression they give you? Because, you know, as for me, like when I look at these people and I see that they are attracted to this religion of mine, first of all, the thing that happens to me is that I feel so proud of the religion. I'm a part of it. And then once more, it comes in front of my face. It shows itself to me that it's the religion of purity.
Yes.
And whoever has got a bit of purity in their heart, they would be attached to it.
I guess Islam for these people have the ultimate answer, because they are in search of finding the true religion, or I don't know, guidance, a path of solace and peace and tranquility and all good love and all good things you might mention. And maybe they were like experiencing a lesser dosage of all those things in other experience that they have, but when they come across Islam or Islamic text, Islamic character, they will find all of them together, and that's the bingo. That's the moment that they feel, okay, I am connected. I am guided somehow. This is the true things that, as you said, maybe it has got to do something with spirituality or something intuitively would happen for them. But I guess that's the reason.
And by the way, sometimes it's just a moment of manifestation for the right person that happens, and they can see the curtains would fall, and they would see the truth the way it is, with the entire purity and tranquility that it owns, and that's why they are attracted to it. So this was actually very interesting of a topic, because there are many accounts, many documentaries out there for you to go and watch, and of course read and see how many influential people have changed their religion and have joined Islam for the different reasons. Actually, everybody sees something different in it, and then they would change it all. So thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.